Well, it keeps getting more interesting, so I'll just do a third Audio Boo, a third little mini podcast about the adventures in my home here, Southern Kentucky in the States. And we're under a tornado warning where I am. Doesn't look anything like Twister. For anyone who's listening that's never really been in a tornado-prone area, Kentucky is even though it's not considered to be the typical sort of hurricane alley, which is out in the very flat regions, Oklahoma and the flatter parts of the country. Kentucky has certainly had its fair share of tornadoes every year, and it seems that it is ramping up each year. And just a few moments ago, when I was when I did my last podcast, my last little mini audio boo, wasn't a whole lot going on, but it does appear that every few minutes it just sort of ramps up a little bit. Now it's not so much raining as spitting a little. I don't know if you can hear that thunder, but the thunder has really started picking up. Lightning has started flashing a little bit. So things are picking up. Now it is starting to look like one of those extreme weather nights. If you've never been in this sort of weather before, it doesn't last long. Usually it's such a fury, it's such a, hello, neighbors are out, everybody's watching the sky. Everybody's got their door, well, not everyone, but a lot of doors open in the neighborhood. Everyone looking around and looking up at the sky, it doesn't last long. This sort of weather, it blows through, and it's very harsh, and it's very strong, and it's a lot of energy, and it sort of comes through in a wave, and then once it's done, you've got beautiful weather for a day or so. That's usually the way it goes. It's sort of whatever atmospheric or meteorological imbalance is locally balanced itself, so. Nice one. So once it balances itself, you got a few days of pretty beautiful weather. And I expect that's very much what we'll have the next couple of days. So hopefully it'll be nice enough tomorrow I can go to the park, maybe take a couple of trails. But definitely looking a good deal more dramatic now. The sky is no longer a cheery gray, I would say. Instead, it's more of an angry, pissed off sort of gray with little tinges of yellow in it. That's usually what you got to kind of look out for. Little bits of yellow that sort of poke through the clouds, and it's not really holes in the clouds so much as it's something about the composition of the clouds. I at one point probably could have told you, but I can't remember now. The severe weather has some sort of strange, you see strange colors. You see sort of yellows and greens and that sort of thing. The thunder is now kind of ramping up and heading our way. Still beautiful, though. Definitely getting darker. It's the shocking thing about this sort of weather is that it happens very quickly. You'll go from, as I was saying, you know, a relatively cheery sky, a little overcast, to sudden, low, dramatic, kind of spooky sky. And the one thing I learned about living out in the country, which I grew up out in the middle of nowhere, in a very, very far out, nearest neighbor was about a mile away for a long time. But the one thing you do learn is you listen to the things like the birds and the insects, and very often they, for whatever spooky, mystical reason you might want to choose to come up with, for whatever reason, they do seem to kind of know when something bad is on the way. So you kind of listen to the birds. If they seem to kind of hunker down, it's generally a good idea for you to do the same. So as it ramps up, I'll might record another one of these in a moment. If I get sucked up into a tornado, I'll let you know.